I'm Steve Miller reporting. Seoul's National Security Office says North and South Korea have agreed to hold a summit next month. In addition, North Korea said there is no need for it to have nuclear weapons if there are no military threats and the security of its regime is assured. But there are signs that North Korea is moving ahead with its nuclear program. Grace Lee explains.
A report from Washington-based website 38 North says satellite images from last week indicate the country's main nuclear reactor may be in operation. That likely means it's making plutonium again. The North hasn't staged a nuclear or missile test since November, and the Olympics seemed to foster goodwill when both sides came together to participate in the games.
Reporter Grace Lee. U.S. President Donald Trump reaffirmed his pledge to impose stiff tariffs on imported steel and aluminum Monday. Jisusume Oni has more.
Top Republican allies of President Trump have criticized the tariffs as threatening an international trade war. Mark Smith, CEO of Termax, says automotive companies like his will have to rethink where they do business.
It'll make us look at things. If my material price does go up, I'm a businessman. I'm going to look at would it be cheaper for me to do business elsewhere?
U.S. stocks rose Monday, with investors still betting that the president will backtrack on his proposal. Jason Samaoni, VOA News, Washington.
The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says 80 people died and dozens more were wounded Monday as government forces ignored the UN call for peace and pressed their assault on the rebel-held eastern Ghouta region. The UN says 400,000 people are trapped in eastern Ghouta. This is VOA News. UN war crimes investigators said Tuesday that airstrikes by Russia and a U.S.-led coalition